This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and I definitely have a hate for Ian Rappaport because that bothered me more than it should have when he said Chris Godwin is going absolutely nowhere. Reminded me of like a wrestler doing a promo or something. And it's like, all right, just report the
news. He's doing TV. First of all, then you would have really loved when Ian Rappaport noticed he was on NFL Network earlier and noticed that Twitter was down, and he went on Awful Announcing, picked it up and put it on the socials once Twitter came back up later. But Ian Rappaport did this whole thing like, well, when Twitter goes down, you don't need to go anywhere else. The NFL Network is right here for you. This is the only place you need to be. Now, of course, that's where a lot of us were actually getting our information from, because IG, you know, the way that algorithm works, God only knows. But that it kind of was coming mostly from NFL Network, if you tune that on. At that time, until Twitter came back up, and all I was thinking was, oh God, it's probably good that Hart is in the truck right now and not watching NFL Network, because you would have wanted to have crashed your fist into his face.
Plus, if I had been home, I would have tuned over to ESPN Adam Schefter, the real information guy in this industry, not his guy riding his coattails. Anyway, we have another signing for your New England Patriots.
T. Higgins.
New.
Yeah, he just walked away from Cincinnati. Didn't even need to get traded.
I'm going
to
keep that dream alive until it's dead, by the way. That dream is not dead. In this world of crazy money, crazy trades, crazy NFL, there's nothing that says...
You just said in this world of crazy.
Okay, crazy. In this crazy-ass world, I can keep that dream alive. You can trade with the Bengals, and you can hand T. Higgins $150 or $200 million. Whatever it takes, go all in.
Okay, after the last 48 hours, and someone is still going to have to tell me, if we were supposed to start hearing about the deals that were being struck prior to them actually being struck, signed, sealed, and delivered Wednesday, I don't how we learned about Devontae Adams and Harold Landry last night, I have no idea.
Well, they were free agents. No. If you're cut, you're free anytime.
So you can just sign whenever.
They were not their contracts were not expiring. The teams expired them for them. They were
so you can cut. Just go ahead. When you're cut, when you are
and just,
let go.
Yeah, and just like if you are under contract with a team, you can do something with that team. So Myles Garrett could sign his extension. Chris Godwin could sign his extension because technically he never hit free agency. So if the team you are with has your rights, so you can sign a deal with them. It's just an impending free agent is supposed to have to wait until noon today to have any talks now.
Got it. And then Wednesday, when the new year begins, that's when they can actually sign the deals. All right, well, good. That's one to bro on. That's good.
Correct.
Now, that said, seeing what DK Metcalf went for and the going rate for how much you have to pay for mid-level left tackles, pretty good wide receiver 2/1 types, etc., I am more than comfortable with the Patriots offering this year's 2 and next year's 4 if they have to the Bengals to entice them to trade away T. Higgins.
And how much would you give
I'd walked away from it, but at this point now, And followed by the same deal, Andy, 5 years, 140, 5 years, 150. Someone in that building knocks some sense into someone else and say, guys, we're like a wide receiver one away from being able to draft a left tackle and getting like a general offseason A- from everybody. So pull the string, like pull the trigger, make the deal happen.
Also, hot, potentially stupid take here, and I'm going to get to the latest signing in a minute. The delay is telling you that I don't really think much of the signing, so we're going to continue to talk sexy wide receivers here.
When guys only play 27% of the snaps on crappy teams, that's not that big a
sign. Hey, he's probably the best player that ever played at his high school, so he's achieved a lot in this world. There's no need to poo-poo his playing time. I think there is a really good chance that if you did that, you would get more return on investment in T. Higgins than DK Metcalf. I think T. Higgins is the better all-around receiver. I think people are sleeping on his ability to be a number one receiver. I think they're sleeping on what he's done when Ja'Marr Chase hasn't been available. And I have no hesitation for T. Higgins other than the soft tissue injuries. He's had some hamstring issues, things of that nature. That scares the hell out of me because the last thing you want to have is a $35 million a year wide receiver standing on the sideline in street clothes for like five games a year, especially on a team where you don't have anybody to step up. You don't have others. You know, it's one thing in Cincinnati if Ja'Marr Chase or T. Higgins miss a game, the other one steps up and has 110 yards and two touchdowns. You're going to put $150 million into him. He's going to be the centerpiece. Anyway, so the person the Patriots have signed, Kiaris Tonga, to a one-year, $2.7 million deal. He is a former seventh-round pick of the Bears. He's 28 years old. He's a big defensive tackle who I said to Dan Ball, I'm assuming is of Tongan descent since his last name is Tonga.
You should have focused more on his first name, which is Kiaris.
502 Bad Gateway. What did I say?
Kiaris.
Ah, Kiaris. It's K-H-Y-I-R.
Kiaris Irving.
There's extra letters.
I knew I should have texted
it
to you.
He's a large human being.
Yeah, and I've always liked, and I'm not supposed to say this, I was told on TV, but I'm sure I can say it on the radio, the Polynesian defensive linemen kick ass in my mind. They are tough SOBs. They got the hair hanging out the back of their helmets most of the time, and they kick ass and take names. I've always been a big fan of Polynesian.
The Danny Shelton.
All of them. There's like a list of them. Who was the guy with the hair on the Bengals a couple years ago? I used
Troy
to love
Polamalu.
No, he's a safety. I'm talking about a big defensive lineman on the Bengals a couple years ago.
I know who you're talking
about. But, yeah.
Well, then there were the ones on the Bengals. Who was the guy that signed the deal with the Patriots and then actually never played a single down?
Oh, yeah, he had the knee problem. What was his name? I don't think he was of a Samoan or Tongan descent. But this segment has really gone off the rails, so we'll get back to the guy in question.
I was going to say, quick, steer to the left.
Tonga has played 4 years in the NFL, played double-digit games each year, has recorded statistics each year, is a clear depth defensive lineman, and clearly they want to build depth on the defensive line. I continue to ask, though, if this ties in any way to Barmore. If you're targeting defensive line depth, it makes me think they at least have reasonable concerns,
as much.
Or at least concerns. Because last I read, he's in Tampa working out, right? Wasn't that the last report by Reese, maybe somebody, that he's down in Tampa working out? Not football working out, just working out. But I think there
well,
has
that's
to be
great
concerns.
If he's working on his off-season conditioning and strength, but if you have a blood clotting issue at that young an age, and then you have a recurrence in season after coming back, some may have wondered if that was a little too early. I think we all sort of thought that maybe that was a little early to be kind of like it should have just been a lost season. So maybe if that's the case, if he came back too early, everything's okay. Imagine with all these signings in a draft to come, the coaching they have, and Barmore gets declared 100% healthy, 100% good to go. You got to be feeling even a little bit much more that much better about the Patriots defense.
Oh, if he's cleared to play, this defense should be pretty good. Those are two forces in the middle of this defense. If you put two big athletic tackles in the middle of the defense and two corners that are really good on the edges, that is the foundation for dominance. That is the foundation for giving fits to opposing quarterbacks, opposing offensive coordinators, the whole thing. And I don't
Jets
even know
defense of a couple years ago, dude.
I don't even know about Spillane and Landry and all these other pieces fitting in. I'm just saying those four starters right there. You're not quite halfway to a defense, but those are four impact players. And then you start talking about Duggar and Jabril Peppers giving you impact value out of the safety position. You can start to talk yourself into the core of a really good defense. Now, whether that's good enough to overcome your inability on offense and the struggles you may have on offense, that's a totally different issue. I'm a sucker, and I was born yesterday. So therefore, I'm going back to the phone lines, because if you guys put it on my screen, I don't know where this is going to go, but Paul and Quincy apparently has a Marchand joke that he wants to workshop on WEEI Afternoon. So, Paul, what do you got on Marchand?
Good evening, guys. Nice to talk to you. If, I'm calling you on my landline. That's right. I said landline.
Perfect.
I was going to send a smoke signal, but I ran out of firewood and don't have a blanket. anyway, you cut off the best part of that Marchand interview. It went something like this. Where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and I thought I found true love. You met another and you was gone.
All right, thanks for the call, Paul. 502 Bad Gateway. What in the hell was that?
Paul has had some great deep cuts as far as movie references, TV quotes that have played nicely off of Boston sports news stories. Then there have been the obscure yodelings of the Paul from Quincy's at times.
Oh, so that was obscure. I'm not just, you know,
I have, Andy, I have a pretty good pop cultural knowledge and library like access to movie quotes, TV quotes, etc. I have no idea what the hell that was.
Let it be known that I think every employee on this floor just came into our production studio to hear that rendition of that.
And the text line on the text line right now, 617 texter. I almost crashed my car. WTF was that?
And Stiz, was I accurate that you reached for the button as soon as you heard him start singing?
I absolutely. The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show Early Wedge on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Didn't. Yeah, I saw you back there and it was like,
I panicked.
Yeah.
603 texter. I'll grab another beer and catch up to that fella. Yikes.
Well, you got a couple. You better fast track it because you got a couple to catch up. But
guy's on the Shane Gillis couple of beers early.
Oh, yeah. Which is nothing wrong with that. You know, whatever gets you through the day, if you need a little help from a couple of beers.
No judgment.
Nope. 774 WTF, 603, damn, it's 508. That was horrible. What's going on? 508, sir, please call Christian Arcan tonight.
That's true. He even gave the number. He knows the number. That's perfect. He put the number in a text to the number. That's a deep pull right there.
Thinking right there.
Fitzy,
right, anyone else that wants to yodel their favorite line about Boston?
We're not doing
sports.
That. Nope. We're not taking jokes or yodels. If you have any comments on NFL free agency, what the Patriots are doing in free agency, if your name is Mike, we've been running a very unofficial poll today to get your reaction because Mike Giardi was happy. Mike and Malden wasn't. Mike from somewhere else kind of was. So Mike's are our straw poll today to figure out exactly what's going on with the Patriots.
Well, let me ask you this, Andy, as we reset here in the 5 o'clock hour. So now, like how we started the show off versus where we are 3 hours later. And this ties into your poll question from earlier about, like, is the offseason already off to a bad start? How you feeling, Pats fans? How do you feel?
I feel
like a natural woman.
I feel like a woman. Bah, bah. No, I.
Where are you tonight?
I feel okay, Fitzy.
That's my new text sound whenever you text.
I think I feel better than when I arrived at the station and was kind of caught up in that, what the hell are they doing? All the receivers are gone. They're not, the tackles are gone. You're not going to get anybody. And I do feel better about the fact that they've solidified their defense. What you said earlier, I think, is relatively accurate. I don't think there's a ton of bad contracts or contracts that we're going to look back at and say, what were you thinking? Why would you have done that? That was dumb. And there could have been some of those offensively. They are still lacking offensively. But they have added players that, if I expand this into a two-year window, I think they've added players in the first year of the window that we will look back upon fondly if this team gets to where they want to be in 2 years with the work that needs to be done offensively. So, yes, Stiz.
Just a real quick update on the poll that you put out earlier.
I not give the results earlier?
Maybe.
No, you sidetracked yourself.
I think in the very beginning you mentioned it. But as of right now, 1,000 votes in, 53%. Are you already disappointed in the Patriots offseason before it started? 53% no.
So a majority are not. Now, that is swayed because when I posted it, we didn't have Williams. I don't think we even had Carlton Davis at that point.
We barely had Twitter.
Yeah, that's true. We didn't really have Twitter even.
Fair point.
I'm not actually sure when it posted because it did it on its own once it came back up. But I also, I think that is being swayed toward they're not disappointed because of the signings that have come and the depth signings and what we're talking about here, that the defense has been bolstered and there's some guys you can build around. And obviously Williams. I think when I posted the poll, Williams was going to the Panthers. I still don't know totally what happened there.
We need what the hell happened because like they prioritized offensive line last offseason, did a good job. Now they were trying to get after defensive line, and it looks like they stole the best player out there. And then all of a sudden, just nope, sorry, reversal of fortune. He's going to New England. Like, I don't know how that happened or if the agent was like, all right, first and last, first and best, let's go. And the Patriots just threw cash. I don't know, man.
617-779-7937. Ask and ye shall receive. I am going to go back to the phone lines because I wanted another Mike to check in. And we have Mike in the car wants to talk about the Pats moves. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. You know, I'm pretty much agnostic on the moves so far. And I think mostly they're good. I think one underrated move is picking up Moses for the line. That guy is tough as nails, and he's going to be a leader on that line, and he's going to be able to maybe bring along some of these dud guys' draft picks from the past couple of years that, you know, have been turnstiles. I think he's going to be a really, really good leader, and it's great in the clubhouse. I just think that's an underrated pickup that everybody's looking over past.
All right, thanks for the call, Mike. So that's an optimistic Mike, and he's the first one that I think has based any optimism on the offensive line signing of Morgan Moses. I think it's funny. When you pick up Moses, well, you've done something biblical when you pick up Moses. I'm a little dubious of Moses. That might be the one thing that has me. That's where I feel like they may
more
have
of
scrambled.
A guy.
Yeah, sure. that's one where I feel like they maybe scrambled a little bit and like, oh, crap. We got to sign some tackle somewhere. Dan Moore's gone. The other guy from the 49ers went to the Chiefs. Like, all the tackles were coming off the board. I wonder if that was a bit of a reactionary, oh, crap, kind of move to at least get one veteran tackle in the mix. So, because otherwise, forget number four. You might have been thinking you got to draft two tackles. Because I don't know what the new regime thinks of Caden Wallace. The new regime may think he stinks. And that
they shouldn't be beholden to any of these guys, Andy. You're 1,000% right. None of them. If you like him, great. If you like Caden Wallace, like, oh, we love Caden Wallace. We're building the future around him. Jake Andrews, everyone thought he was done. Well, we love him. Caden Wallace, this guy stinks. We're done with him. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a complete reshuffling of the offensive line. Do you, I saw this from Taylor Kyles from CLNS just reposted, like, possible players the Patriots could be interested in mostly on offense the rest of the way in a very thinning free agent crop. Mekhi Becton used to play tackle. Wasn't very good, got injured a lot with the Jets, goes to the Eagles, plays guard. Now he's a free agent. Is there any chance? I mean, the guy's got the size to be a tackle. Do you think he just stays at guard because he's been successful there, or would you take a chance on a, I won't say project, something like that?
I would not take a chance.
Get the hell out of here.
If I'm taking, that exactly how I feel. If I'm taking a chance, it's on Will Campbell with the number four pick. I'm not taking a chance on Becton, who I think in part benefited from being on a really good offensive line, being sort of sandwiched between talent, where it makes your job easier working for a good quarterback with a great running back, a good scheme. Like, there was a lot. Everybody around Becton was good in Philly last year. So I think the rising tide lifted that very large, large boat. Before we go to break here, we do need to clarify all the texters. I have never seen Hee Haw. So how the hell would I know that that song was from Hee Haw? Who has seen Hee Haw? Raise your hand. Fitzy?
My parents watched Hee Haw. I have not. Yeah, guys, that song by Paul was from Hee Haw. Yikes.
Where are you tonight?
There's literally like 25 people. How did 25 people on the text line know that that was from Hee Haw? That's unbelievable.
When was Hee Haw on TV?
A long ass time ago.
And I remember some of the old shows from when you're sick and you're watching like the Fox affiliate during the day. And there's like Green Acres and Bewitched and I Dream of Jeannie were on. I remember watching those.
All right, you ready? Hee Haw was on TV. Hee Haw was on TV 55, 56 years ago.
So not in my lifetime. I've never been alive when Hee Haw was a thing.
It ran for 20 years. I never saw Hee Haw on TV in the
80s. I say Yee-Haw.
Oh, did he say that? Well, maybe we should have probably gotten that part. 617-779.
No, that was a different caller.
Oh, 617-779-7937. We're reading your texts about Hee Haw. We're getting your reaction phone calls. We see you lining up. Patriots have been very active, and while the day started slowly and with some negativity, seems like positivity is afoot in Patriot Nation. We'll continue to react to that and much more here on WEEI Afternoons. But for the final time today, Dan Ball, what is trending?